With thousands relocating to Nashville each year, the city's real estate market is experiencing one of the most competitive booms in its history. And as housing demand has spiked, so have a few particular kinds of rental scams. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich has some firsthand experience.
When I first moved to Nashville from New York, I wanted to sublet a place and ran into serious sticker shock on short-term rental sites, so I turned to Craigslist. For one property, a man couldn't keep his story straight on the phone, but he was consistent about my paying sight unseen. I hung up feeling foolish, but I was not alone.
It was just like one of those moments where I was just so close to doing something so, so stupid.
My colleague Lee Hale also needed a sublet. He almost sent money to a man supposedly in Iowa for a Nashville apartment he could only view from the outside. Why would we even answer ads written in terrible English with out-of-town owners and yet suspiciously professional photos? In a word, desperation.
With all scams, there's two things that the perpetrator is trying to instill in the victim, either fear or urgency.
Sergeant Michael Warren heads the Metro Police Fraud Unit.
Because if they can instill either one of those, then you will not think through the situation.
There aren't exact numbers for these kinds of scams because they're often grouped in broad categories, like real estate fraud. And they aren't just targeting newcomers. Warren's office put me in touch with Shantae Medeiros, who lost $1,000 after her family had to find a new home in less than a month.
That's a lot of money to lose when you have five kids.
She found a great place online, a home belonging to a busy ER doctor with no time for phone calls, only texts. The owner demanded a good faith deposit, saying many other people were lined up. Medeiros panicked and fell for a common scam. You're asked to load money onto gift cards or prepaid credit cards, then send photos of them as proof of deposit.
I sent her a text showing that I purchased the cards, and she got the information off the cards, and she registered them in her name. And she blocked away. I couldn't get any information off the cards.
Police say victims rarely get their money back because it's not as if the actual property owners are running these scams.
Yeah, that picture is not what my kitchen looks like at all.
Sarah Fowler is not renting out her East Nashville home. Scammers plugged her address into an ad lifted from another site and put in their own contact information. She found out when an elderly man came by after receiving a fake lease for her house.
I feel like I wasn't very well informed before, but I will definitely contact the police now.
Police do want all fraudulent listings reported, but local law enforcement may have no jurisdiction to prosecute. Scammers who prey on a hot market could be operating anywhere in the world. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.